Well, it's now time for our Athlete of the Week, our LISD Athlete of the Week, being brought to you by Lenawee Intermediate School District, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student-athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. This week's Athlete of the Week is Morenci basketball player Emerson Batchelder. Emerson, congratulations on being named the LISD Athlete of the Week.
Thank you.
Well, pretty good week for you. You've had a nice game last Friday in the districts to win that, yeah. And a comeback on Tuesday and get another 16 points, and then 19 last night in the win. So congratulations on this team that just seems to keep rolling.
Yeah.
What's been a big key to this year's team and your success?
I think we have good defense, and we just, when someone's down, we pick each other up, and we just have good energy at practice.
Well, I think it's one of those teams too. When you look at, you know, last year, I was talking to Coach Joggin on Sunday, and actually I did your guys' first game last year. With your young squad and kind of really learning and trying to figure out, you know, how to play together, and you know, definitely you guys improved throughout the course of last year, and then this year I think you guys are so much more experienced. And again, your losses were to really good teams, you know, to Blissfield only by two and to Madison, who's had a really good year. And I think, you know, talking with her too, it seemed like that after that Blissfield loss that you guys really kind of realized, hey, we're a good team that can play with good teams. Did that kind of build some confidence in you after that, even though it was a loss, but it kind of made your team feel a little more confident?
Yeah, I think it was a close game, and I think we can compete with anyone from here on out.
So, last night, to get that win, it had to be very exciting. And I know that to get that trophy and two of them, especially, you know, to win the league, I know that was a nice measuring stick for you guys to get to as a goal, and then to get a district title. But to come up with the regional, that's something I know probably was out there in your minds. But really, the first two goals were really good. And to get this one here, with the crowd and everybody there, that's got to be something nice for you to take to, you know, Tuesday nights with some more confidence.
Yeah, we had a lot of support.
So what is your role recently? Getting a lot more points and leading and scoring. I know earlier in the year Lee was doing a lot. And how has it kind of transitioned to where the last few games you've been able to step up? Are they playing a little defense a little bit differently to allow you to get some more open looks?
No, I don't think it's much different. I just think we're playing how we usually play, and whoever scores. We have a lot of scorers on our team, so it just depends on the night.
And we were talking about that. Ian and I were mentioning that because you look at your team, you don't have that one overall star. You know, you look at some of the other teams, you know, like with Blissfield, with Avery scoring a lot, and, you know, with Allie doing a lot in Tecumseh. But you look at your box scores throughout the year, and there's a lot of different players every game that's stepping up, and I think that's a nice thing. And you guys together are looking at if – somebody is hot, you feed them and make sure that they're getting the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something Coach Joggin really preaches to for you guys, to make sure that you move the ball around and you find somebody that's open and make sure if they're scoring, you can keep it that way?
Yeah, take our time for good shots, and if someone's hot, give it to them.
Emerson, what if you had to work on this year on your own game? What did you feel like was maybe some things that you weren't strong at that you've really gotten better at?
I think I probably wasn't taking as many good shots as I could have, and I think I've built up the confidence now.
So shot selection has improved, and are you getting up a lot of shots on your own?
Yeah, a little bit more.
Good for you, because I know practice time gets cut down a little bit late in the year, and you don't get a chance to. A lot of guys got to get themselves in the gym and get some shots up. What have you done over the summer besides, did you play AAU basketball?
Yeah, I do it every summer, but I didn't as much last summer.
Okay, so you did your team things probably with,
yeah. We do workouts in the summer.
Yeah, now what will you continue to play some basketball with AAU this summer?
Yeah.
Okay, good for you.
Well, and you're a runner too, so you're out doing that a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
What other sports do you do at Morenci?
Volleyball, and I do track, but I don't think I'm doing it this year.
Okay.
So I'm doing travel basketball.
Okay. All right. Well, that's it keeps you busy, that's for sure.
Yep.
To try to do that as well, it's nice to. But it keeps you in shape also, and that's a good thing. That
what position did you play in volleyball?
Like front row hitter.
What, you were a hitter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a tough one there too. Always having to have people come at you with that thing. Mm-hmm. Well, again, this is it's nice that you're able to get these wins, and again, it's a fun thing to be able to have these extended games and to keep this season going, and you know it runs into some of the spring sports. But did you guys expect to have as big a crowd as you had the other night? You know, all the way up at Whitmore Lake.
I mean, not really, but I guess our whole town shows up and supports us.
Yeah, and that's awesome. That's one great thing about you know, the small town side is you get so many people that are into what's going on with that. So we're going to take a quick time out, and we'll be back with more with Emerson right after this here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
My name is Lily, and I am a student at the JCLISD Academy. Joining the Academy wasn't just about classes. It was about real connections, personalized support from caring advisors, small class sizes with experienced instructors, and a college learning environment with other driven students. Together, we're crafting our own journey. Visit lisd.us/academy to see our upcoming information sessions. JCLISD Academy, beyond college ready, college proven.
And welcome back to Inside the Cave. Jeff Bowman, Coach Mark Comstock with you. Again, and Emerson Batchelder from Morenci Basketball, just a sophomore. And, you know, we talked again about this team and, you know, looking with you, a sophomore. Evelyn, only a sophomore as well. And, you know, having her mom as the coach, and I know you guys, she's probably coached you guys a lot, and it's probably nice to be able to have the familiarity with her as the coach and her knowing you guys as well. Does it make it a little easier to have her as the coach and being able to play for her compared to maybe some of the other teams that you've played with?
Yeah, she's coached us since third grade, so she knows how we play and know what we're capable of.
She probably knows how to push the right buttons too a little bit for some of you guys to push you here or there and compare to some others, and because some people can maybe get yelled at a little more, or some people need to have a little hand on their shoulder. And so is she good at kind of realizing kind of who needs what as far as when they're coaching them?
Yeah.
So, again, only a sophomore, and, you know, Evelyn's a sophomore, and then you've got Addison, and she's a sophomore as well. And then Leah's a senior. So who else is on the roster that's doing some things for you?
Alyssa Gibbs, she's a junior.
Okay.
Maddie, she's a senior, and Colby Eakin, she's a freshman.
Okay. So you guys have really got, you know, a good year this year, but you got a lot of returning, so you're going to have a target on your back for next season.
Yep.
Well, that's good, though, that you guys are taking some pressure. But I think these games this year and under the pressure, have you felt any different pressure-wise these last couple games being where they're at compared to just a regular season game?
Yeah, because if we like lose, we're out, so we have to like play as hard as we can.
So do you guys know anything about the opponent you're playing at all, other than they've got a pretty good record and they score a lot of points? Have you looked into, as Coach mentioned, them at all, or have you guys had any knowledge of Kingston?
We haven't seen him before, but she'll probably mention something sooner.
Let her take care of that. let your coach worry about that. You guys just worry about playing your game and playing your best basketball, and to get 21 wins already under your belt, you go at them with what you guys are good at, and you'll be fine.
Yep.
Once again, congratulations to Emerson Batchelder for being the LISD Athlete of the Week. Can you continue to inspire the community through motivated, dedicated, and determined hard work, the LISD empowering learners and creating opportunities for success. Once again, our LISD Athlete of the Week, Emerson Batchelder from Morenci, and they're going to be playing in the quarterfinals on Tuesday night at West Bloomfield High School. That's going to be a 5:00 start against 25-1 Kingston. So good luck next Tuesday night, and hopefully you can keep this thing going.
Thank you.
All right.
Congratulations.
Once again, that is our LISD Athlete of the Week.